Welcome to Purple Pride Radio, a podcast for teens by teens. Here at White Lake High School, we are learning how to use Audacity to create podcasts, and we put together a podcast for you to share some information about the evolution of Apple products. My name is Ryan, and I'll be your host as we tell you more about the evolution of Apple products. Up first, we have Anna with Apple Computers.
Apple's first UI computer was called Apple Lisa, which was rumored to be named after Steve Jobs' first daughter, Lisa Nicole Brennan Jobs. The Apple Lisa was released on January 19, 1983. The first 50,000 Apple IIgs computers introduced in 1986 came with Steve Wozniak's signature scale screen on the front and were referred to as the Woz Limited Edition. The first Apple computer was called the Apple One and was released on April Fool's Day in 1977. It retailed at $666.66. I'm Anna. Now back to our host.
Thanks, Anna. Did you know Apple was established on April 1st, 1976 by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne? Now we have Nikki with the history of the iPod. Take it away, Nick.
The first iPod that was Windows compatible was released on October 23rd, 2001 by Steve Jobs. The tagline for it was 1,000 songs in your pocket because it could hold 1,000 songs. The iPod Classic was the first iPod, then came the iPod Photo and the iPod Mini. Not too long after that came the iPod Nano and the iPod Shuffle. The most preferred color of the Nano was black and the least preferred color was gold. The next iPod that was made was the iPod Touch. There are now 5 generations of it. After all those generations of iPods, the iPad and iPhone were both released. Did you know the world's most expensive iPod sold for $548 in December 2002? This was because this iPod was a limited edition, second generation player with 20 gigabytes of capacity, and it was signed by pop artists such as Madonna. The iPod has charged for years, and luckily for you, there's more to come. That's it for me. Back to you, Ryan.
Thank you, Nick. Did you know that the first iPhone was released on June 29th, 2007? Now we have Seth with information on the iPhone.
In January 2007, Apple released the first version of the iPhone. As of 2012, there were over 30 million iPhone users in the U.S. alone, and industry experts expect this number to continue to grow as the future goes on. In 2011, Apple sold more than 75 million iPhones around the world. In contrast, that translated into approximately $47 billion U.S. dollars in profit for that company that year alone. At that point in time, it accounted for 40% of Apple's total profit. Despite increasing competition in the market, Apple still remains one of the leading brands for the iPhone 5. In the 5 years Apple has been selling iPhones, they have sold over 250 million iPhones and collected over 150 billion US dollars. I'm Seth, now back to our host.
Thank you, Seth. Did you know the logo of Apple was presented by Rob Janoff, an apple with a bite and an apple without a bite? Steve Jobs chose the logo with the bite. And now for some Apple trivia. 1. Who were the founders of Apple? 2. What is the least preferred color of the iPod Nano? 3. When was the iPod released and how many songs could it hold? 4. When was the first iPhone released? 5. When was Apple founded? 6. When was the first Apple computer introduced? 7. What Apple product is the most popular? And now for a bonus question. What year did co-founder Steve Jobs die? You have just learned about the evolution of Apple products. It is time for our Purple Pride podcast to end. We hope you have learned some new and interesting information about the evolution of Apple products. Thank you for listening to our podcast on Purple Pride Radio.